Welcome from God's Acre to our Monday morning message, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
So in the 25th chapter of the book of Exodus, we get this articulation of the description of how the Hebrew people should build the Ark of the Covenant. It is actually the commands of God for the construction of this sacred box that will symbolize, and maybe in a very real way, be the dwelling place or the meeting place, the encountering place of God and God's people. So it says this, God saying to Moses, "Then you shall make a mercy seat of pure gold, 2 cubits and a half shall be its length, and 1.5 cubits its width. You shall put the mercy seat on the top of the ark, and there I will meet with you. And from above the mercy seat between the 2 cherubim that are on the Ark of the Covenant, I will deliver to you all my commands for the Israelites." So when God instructed Moses to have the Israelites build the Ark of the Covenant, God commanded that a seat be placed on top of the ark, what was referred to in this text as the mercy seat. It was the location where God would meet with the Hebrew people to give them direction. So for generations that would follow, the Israelites would bring the Ark of the Covenant with them wherever they went. When they went into battle, the Ark of the Covenant, a box with a seat on top, would travel with them. Now, while this probably looked like foolishness to Israel's adversaries, it was, I think, a really profound and powerful symbol of the Hebrew people and for the Hebrew people, this idea that God traveled with them. God moved with and among the Israelites. From the Ark of the Covenant, God gave direction and instruction to the Hebrews. So in a very real way, if you think about it this way, God was in the driver's seat, and that's wonderful. So I want you to think about this. Is God a passenger in your life, someone you kind of invite along for the ride, or is God the driver? Is God a passenger in your life or a driver? Why not? And what do you make of your answer that you offer for that question? So let's pray. Lord God, the truth is we charge off in any direction we choose. And this allows us to feel as if we are in some semblance of control, but deep down, control is really not what we crave, Lord. What we long for is you. What we desire is your direction. What we want is you in the driver's seat of our lives. So please, Lord God, take the wheel. We offer it to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and the ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful week.